Senator Ted Cruz is our guest. Senator, how are you?
I'm doing terrific. How are you doing, Michael?
I couldn't be better, sir. I could not be better. What's going on in D.C. right now?
Well, lunacy. The lunatics are running the asylum. We're spending money by the trillions. The Democrats are getting ready to jack up taxes incredibly. Regulations are killing jobs. We've got the Biden administration going after oil and gas and energy in particular. And here's the most amazing thing, Michael. It is entirely possible that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's foreign policy is even worse than their economic policy. I mean, you want to talk about a disaster. This is embarrassing what's happening. Between Kamala touring Central America and Joe getting lost in Europe, it has been a rough couple of weeks.
You tweeted, Senator, about 15 hours ago, Biden gave Putin everything he wanted. What did he give him?
Well, he gave him a natural gas pipeline from Russia to Germany. It's called Nord Stream 2, and it's designed to put billions of dollars in the pockets of Putin and Russia for the next 100 years. It's designed to make Europe totally dependent on Russia for energy, which means they can cut off the energy and use it to engage in economic blackmail against Europe. And it's designed to kill American jobs. And here's the amazing thing. We had stopped it. I introduced legislation a year and a half ago, targeted sanctions to stop the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. The pipeline was about 90% built. I got bipartisan support. I got Democrats to support it, Republicans to support it. We passed the sanctions into law, and they stopped building the pipeline the day the sanctions were signed into law. In fact, President Trump signed them into law at 7 p.m. They stopped building the pipeline at 6:45 p.m. because the sanctions would put them out of business. That pipeline lay dormant for over a year. It was a piece of metal at the bottom of the ocean. Then Joe Biden got elected, and right after he got elected, his team began expressing weakness, saying they were open to allowing the pipeline to be built. And Putin knows weakness when he sees it. He jumped in, began building the pipeline. They're building it right now. It's nearly finished. And to allow him to carry it out, Joe Biden just a couple of weeks ago waived the mandatory sanctions that Congress had passed. That is a generational geopolitical mistake. A generation from now, the next dictator of Russia will be getting billions of dollars because Joe Biden was too weak to stand up to Putin, gave him a gift, and by the way, in the process, he screwed thousands of energy jobs here in the United States because he cares more about kissing up to tyrants than he does about blue-collar working men and women in this country.
And we were told by the media it was Trump that was too friendly with Putin.
It's stunning. Did you happen to see yesterday at the press conference when they asked Biden if Putin was still a killer?
Oh.
I got to say, Michael, I actually think so 25 seconds ensued after that question where Joe kind of wandered around and mumbled and sort of got lost for a minute. He says absolutely nothing, and it was painful. It was so bad. You watch it, and you think you're watching a Saturday Night Live skit. You're like, all right, they've got Woody Harrelson back, and he's pretending to be Clueless Joe, because no actual U.S. president would be this utterly ineffective. And here's the problem. Biden is afraid of speaking the truth. You know what he should have said, Michael? He should have said, hell yes, Putin is a killer. He's a KGB thug. He always has been. The United States is going to stand up against him. And by the way, it was a mistake when I just gave him a multi-billion dollar gift on this pipeline, and I'm taking it back right now. That's what a president who was actually defending America would be doing.
Not only is his foreign policy with regard to China and Russia, we'll get to China in a moment, bad, but his foreign policy as it relates to our southern border is bad, and sending Kamala to Guatemala on an embarrassment tour didn't help. You posted a story, border town of Del Rio blames Biden for flood of illegal aliens. They're breaking into homes on the border, setting fires and causing mayhem. And Biden's going to do nothing about it, is he?
That is exactly right. You know, yesterday I had a friend of mine send me a video. He has a ranch about 40 miles north of the border where smugglers and illegal aliens had broken onto the ranch, and they had spray-painted all over the ranch. It's a beautiful ranch. They'd spray-painted all over the ranch MS-13. I mean, it is chilling. As you know, MS-13 is one of the most vicious gangs on the face of the earth, And Joe Biden and Kamala Harris has put out the welcome mat and said, MS-13, bring your gang members, bring the murderers and violent criminals, because we, the Biden-Harris administration, we're not going to enforce U.S. law. You and I have both been to the border many times. When I was down at the border a couple of months ago, brought 19 senators down there, you came down and joined us, Michael. We've seen it a lot of times in the past. It has never been this bad, and that is 100% Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's fault. Three policy decisions they made caused this border crisis. Number one, Biden immediately halted construction of the border wall. Number two, Biden reinstated the failed catch-and-release policy. And number three, the most inexplicable, Biden, his first week in office, ended the successful Remain in Mexico international agreement. Yep. President Trump had negotiated an agreement with the government of Mexico that when people crossed illegally into Mexico, they would remain in Mexico while their U.S. asylum cases were pending. And that agreement, which was historic, caused last year, not too long ago, 6 months ago, we had the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years. Biden ripped it up on his first week in office.
Senator Hull with me. We'll record during the break. Listeners, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Michael Berry Show.